A yet-to-be-introduced proposal in the Idaho House is trying to prevent private landowners from blocking off access to public roads. As James Dawson reports, these types of incidents have become flashpoints for backpackers, hunters, and anglers.
If you're an outdoorsy person and have been on Facebook over the past year, there's a good chance you've heard of this guy.
Hey everybody, Brian Brooks here from the Idaho Wildlife Federation.
Brooks has uploaded a couple of videos from scenic parts of Idaho that have gotten hundreds of thousands of views because of what comes next.
And I'm on the Minor Creek Road here, and as you can see, it is gated and it is locked.
But it shouldn't have been locked. Behind it was thousands of acres of state-owned public land. Brooks says the gate is now open, but there were no consequences for the person who locked it off. So he wants to change that. And he says so do others who get riled up about getting blocked from areas they might have been visiting for years.
If you want to go hunt, you want to go fish, trap, pick morels, huckleberries, ride horses, ride your ATVs, you're not going to be able to do any of that unless you have some access.
Brooks is teaming up with Democratic Representative John Gannon on a bill where law enforcement would give an initial warning to people who gate off access to public lands. The second offense would be a $200 fine, and the third a misdemeanor.
People, especially Idahoans, who have hunted and fished and hiked for many, many years, maybe generations, are almost losing a way of life.
The draft legislation would also allow a person to sue someone who's blocked off public access in civil court if they refuse to open it up within 24 hours of being notified. Gannon hopes to get the proposal introduced in the coming weeks. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.